Time now for another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, and as always, I'm joined by WABE Medical Analyst Dr. Ford Vox. Dr. Vox, the FDA recently decided to ban the sale of e-cigarettes to people under 18 years old. What's behind this decision?
Well, you know, it's baffling to me that e-cigarettes and vaporizers were ever sold to kids in the first place, but the general preference in the U.S., as we probably all know by this point, is to wait until something becomes a problem and then act, rather than evaluate products maybe before they come to market.
But now, e-cigarettes are uncharted territory, so regulation, I imagine, could be complex.
Maybe, but in this case, kids have suffered.
Is it because many kids see e-cigarettes maybe as an alternative to tobacco?
You know, many adult smokers have successfully switched to vaping and have been able to get off of regular cigarettes, which are certainly more dangerous. So in that context, it does make sense. You know, there's good research to actually support that as well. Kids, on the other hand, they've been taking up vaping as a kind of gateway to cigarettes.
Well, now, e-cigarettes, too, they still deliver nicotine.
Yeah, and it's an addictive substance. It stimulates receptors in the brain that are supposed to work only with naturally produced neurotransmitters. Exposing developing brains to nicotine could remodel that natural process.
So beyond the addictive properties, though, what are the dangers to kids?
So, you know, a research group at the University of Southern California did look at high schoolers who don't smoke regular cigarettes and compared those to other high schoolers who are just using e-cigarettes and don't use regular cigarettes either. The teenagers who were using the e-cigarettes are actually far more likely to go on to start smoking real cigarettes, about six times more likely.
Well, now these e-cigarette kids, if we could label them that, maybe they're just the kind of kid who would go on to smoke anyway.
You know, that's a reasonable hypothesis, but the researchers controlled for that, actually. They asked simple questions about whether or not the kids intended to smoke in the future, and those questions have been proven to be highly predictive of those who actually will. Just ask. And so those kids who said that they definitely wouldn't smoke real cigarettes ever were actually far more likely to go on to smoke if they started using e-cigarettes first. So the concern here is that these electronic nicotine delivery devices are pulling in a whole new group of tobacco smokers, people who really wouldn't have smoked otherwise.
Let's talk about the devices themselves. Are they dangerous?
Some are. Manufacturers of the e-cigarette and vaping devices have been unregulated. Medical journals feature reports of them exploding in people's mouths, causing burns, lost teeth. You know, airlines don't even allow them in checked luggage.
So right now it sounds a lot like buyer beware, but what maybe is being done to protect consumers?
Well, you know, so I would certainly think that nobody should have true confidence in these devices yet. The FDA oversight is just starting up. Manufacturers will have to get their designs now approved by that agency. Right now, some of the same types of shady manufacturers that are using the same poorly made batteries that you've seen in those exploding and burning hoverboards are also making these devices.
Wow. Again, though, kind of on the smoking front, if you're an adult, this is a better alternative than the traditional cigarette?
You know, I'm going to throw some water on that idea, too. You know, even with adults, you know, maybe if you're specifically using them to get yourself off of regular old cigarettes, but scientists are finding carcinogens in the e-cig vapors. These vapors have been shown to cause, you know, inflammatory responses in the bloodstream's white blood cells. People with cardiovascular disease need to know that nicotine does increase your blood pressure. You know, over time, we think it does advance atherosclerosis.
That's hardening of the arteries, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that effect is really separate from the effects of burning a cigarette.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Vox. I think you just probably vaporized any interest in vaping for a lot of listeners.
Try bubblegum.
I like bubblegum. All right. Until next week, that's the WABE Medical Minute.